certain death. If I fell overboard, that was certain death. I mean, the temperature was well below zero. I mean, I was 18 years of age, going up to Russia and enduring all that hardships and whatever. But we'd done it with a good heart, because the job had to be done.
John's stories and memories are among the most harrowing of the war. For the Russians, it was more than just supplies. It was psychological support, contributing hugely to the war effort. That's why in April, the Russian president awarded the Ushakov Medal to the Allies who'd taken part in the convoy missions. But incredibly, the British government's blocking Russia from rewarding British veterans for their valour.
The veteran of the Arctic convoys, in recognition of your outstanding contribution into our allied cooperation due to World War II. The description of the medals is attached forthwith. But apparently, unless the British government sanctions it, it's a non-starter, which I think is unforgivable. Why?
The Foreign Office says it's against the rules. In order for permission to be given for an award to be accepted, there has to be a specific service to the country concerned, and that service should have taken place within the previous 5 years. John's wife says that's ridiculous.
They're all late 80s, early 90s, some of them. What on earth are they supposed to do over the last 5 years? They're still proud men of what they were during the war. It never leaves them. So why are they being penalised and not being given this medal? I think it's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
Angry.